Well, I think that is true. And I think the most important question, though, is really to focus on what do we need to succeed in Albany? And I think we need an outsider with real skills and experience to drive fundamental change in what has become a failed state government.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with the latest candidate for governor of New York, Republican Harry Wilson. Wilson announced on Tuesday he will seek the nomination, joining a field that also includes Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and Andrew Giuliani.
Hardworking people have had problem after problem caused by Albany. We don't have to sit idly by and watch it get worse. A career politician can't fix it, but I can. For my family and yours, help me make this a state where opportunity can shine through once again. Let's turn around New York.
Wilson says he will put millions of dollars of his own money into the race. It comes 12 years after he narrowly lost a statewide election to Democratic controller Tom DiNapoli. And Harry Wilson joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Ian. Great to talk to you.
It's interesting timing when you're joining the field. Why are you announcing that you're getting in right now?
Well, the reason I'm running for governor is because I think New York's badly broken and in desperate need of a turnaround. And that's what I've spent my entire career doing, is leading the turnaround of failed organizations. And as I looked at the field, I did not believe that there was a candidate who could bring the same skill set that we desperately need to the race. And I decided to enter to try to earn the support of first Republican primary voters and then hopefully in the general election.
So what I hear you saying is you don't think the front runner, the current front runner, Lee Zeldin, can win a statewide race?
Well, I think that is true. And I think the most important question, though, is really to focus on what do we need to succeed in Albany? And I think we need an outsider with real skills and experience to drive fundamental change in what has become a failed state government. And that's why I ultimately focus on kind of what's the core problem? The core problem is failed leadership by career politicians in Albany. And I do not believe another career politician will be able to fix it, regardless of party.
Is that a criticism of Governor Kathy Hochul?
It's a criticism of the entire state government. I mean, look, the evidence is before all of us every day, right? We have the highest taxes in the country. We have skyrocketing crime. We have a rapidly rising cost of living. We've had, kind of a series of failures. We have our, public schools that are near the bottom nationally. And so as a result, we have a government that is extraordinarily expensive, but does a poor job in its most important services. And that is as much an indictment of the Cuomo-Hochul regime as it is just an indictment of Albany more generally. It's become normalized to have these failures across the board. That is not acceptable for all the hardworking people in the state who give up their hard-earned tax dollars to expect better results. And my whole focus will be on making sure that everything the state government does, every dollar it spends, every regulation it has, it serves the purpose of making the state a better place to work and live for everyday people. And if it doesn't, then we have to strip that away and focus on the things that do.
Is it fair to say, though, you might be rushing to judgment on Governor Hochul? I mean, after all, she's only been in there for 6 months so far.
Well, she's been lieutenant governor for 7 years. And that was, so we have the data from the last 7.5 years of the Cuomo and Hochul administration. We also have seen what Governor Hochul has put forth so far, which so far has been to spend a lot of tax dollars to effectively buy influence and support. And that, no surprise, has led to record fundraising by her and her campaign. But it's all at the expense of taxpayers. And that, I think, is just a continuation of the problems we've had for a long period of time in state government. So it is, and I would just say, when you think about that, if you believe that we are operating in New York State and our state government on all cylinders, if you believe that things can't be better, that our schools are as good as they can be, if our streets are as safe as they can be, if our public health is as strong and as robust as it can be, if every New York kid has a fair shot in life, if you believe all that, then absolutely, I believe we should continue more of the same. But if you don't believe that, and you believe that 49 other states seem to do a better job, then we definitely desperately need a change in leadership in Albany.
Specifically, what would you do as governor? Because let's say you do win the nomination and the general election, you know, the Democratic legislature is likely to grow only more Democratic in November's elections. You've got supermajorities in the Senate and Assembly as things stand.
Well, it's a couple of things. You know, there's no question there are kind of substantial Democratic representation in the legislature. That's fine. I've worked across the aisle in the past. But the more important question to me is really, you know, what are the tools a governor has to drive results for the people of New York? And specifically, the governor has enormous budgetary authority. So in my first budget, in the budget of 2023, we will implement a turnaround plan for the state of New York. It will go through every single dollar of state spending and every single regulation, as I described earlier, and focus on things that actually deliver tangible results in a cost-effective way for New Yorkers. I believe that budget will be far more effective and much smaller. And then, you know, as you know, if the budget is not passed by March 31st, the legislature does not get paid until it does. And we will sit there and negotiate in good faith, but focus on protecting taxpayers and the best interests of the people of the state until we get it done.
What happens if, as is likely, at the convention in a few days, you do not emerge as the party-backed nominee? What will you do between now and the primary?
Oh, I certainly do not expect to be the party-backed nominee at all. One of my opponents who's been running for a year has said publicly that he has close to 100% of the weighted vote locked up. So we went into this knowing that we would need to petition our way onto the ballot, and that's what we plan to do. And so that's the first step, is petitioning our way onto the ballot. And then concurrently, we'll be focused on earning the support of primary voters.
What differentiates you from the other three Republicans who are in the field right now?
I think the primary differences are, one, I've spent my entire career fixing broken organizations, and it's a skill set that is desperately needed to lead a turnaround of Albany. That's I think, the most important question around who can actually effectively be a successful governor. And I think it comes down to that experience and proven skills and, frankly, the guts to make major changes. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, in the last 20 years, even though I've only run for office once, I have had the most successful Republican campaign statewide of anybody in 20 years. The average in that period of time, there have been 18 statewide races. The average Republican loss during that time has been 27 points. I lost by 4. No one else has come within 9 points of me. So even though when I started, Ian, back in 2010 in that campaign, I had no idea what I was doing. I had never worked on a campaign before, much less had a campaign of my own. And yet, despite that, we had the best Republican showing of anybody in the last 20 years. And so I believe that combination of the skill set to be a successful governor, plus the proven statewide electoral success that I would only improve upon in a second run, where I have a much more much broader, much more well-resourced campaign. I think those are the combinations that would, A, make us the most likely to be, to make us the best candidate to be a successful governor and the most likely to win.
You are very wealthy. What would you do, if anything, to separate your business interests while serving as governor from the business of the state?
I would put all of my assets into a blind trust and have it managed independently.
And like a real one, not the way that President Trump did that, where his children were still in charge of the business while working in the White House.
Yeah, a blind trust to me means someone who I have no influence or decision-making on their decisions.
Do you accept that President Biden won the 2020 election fairly and was duly elected?
Yes.
That's Harry Wilson. He's the latest candidate for governor of New York. He's just gotten into the race before the Republicans gather for their state convention. We hope to speak with you again as the campaign continues, and thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Ian. Great to talk to you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.